Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excited to welcome Mike Ferrari, my longtime friend, colleague at KOMO-TV, the sports director at Channel 4 in Seattle. He's been a guest on the show many times, but not very often to talk about the Mariners. Mike, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Before we get to Seattle's baseball team, let's talk about the more recent news from the Seahawks. Cam Chancellor putting out a series of tweets over the weekend hinting that his football career, his football life may be coming to an end. What's been the reaction there in Seattle?
Well, I think the reaction has been, you know, this was a one-of-a-kind player. He was a game changer, and everything he did for the Seattle Seahawks organization was a positive. I mean, other than that short holdout he had, missed two games, if you want to call that the blemish on his time in Seattle, then you can go ahead, but he'll be in the Ring of Honor because he really led that team to the first Super Bowl win. He set the tone in that game against the Broncos, one of the best offenses of all time in that Super Bowl in New York City. Mm-hmm. And he was just a phenomenal player and just a great human being, too. He was always that guy that was really quiet, almost borderline shy when you would see him out and about. And when he put the helmet on, he was a completely different beast, you know. And it was awesome to watch him play. And how he affected the game beyond just his position and beyond just being one of those guys out there in the defense, he made everybody better around him because he was that force that other teams had to contend with. They knew he was out there. You would see grown men catch a ball, and I forgot who it was in the game, but he caught a ball, and he heard the footsteps, and he just went to the ground. He just knew what was coming. The thunder was coming, and and he sat down. So that intimidating factor, people adored the guy. He's one of those guys, I think, that people will continue to wear his jersey even though he won't be on the field.
Which is a huge tribute. His series of tweets that he released, Mike, there was a P.S., and it was about he has no clue what way the head injuries that he's had during the game might affect him down the road. And I thought that was telling because there are more and more players across the board in sports who are hearing the stories of former athletes and are realizing that could be me. You know, the long-term challenges and with their health, with head trauma. And, you know, at the very worst, you've got guys who are suffering from depression, anxiety, and even taking their own lives because of the head injuries during their career as a professional athlete. That to me was telling. When you read it, what did you think?
I thought the same thing. I think the immediate thing I thought was, you know, he delivered all these hard hits, but he was also part of them. And so that rocked his body. And I think that, you know, the injury when his last play was a very, you know, it was a short 5-yard run against the Cardinals, and he made a tackle, and that was it. But the years of hard hits just basically took its toll on his neck area and in his back. And, you know, the brain is obviously a component that moves around during the game on impact. We've all realized that. We've all read everything there is. And that's a great unknown for all these players because they just don't know 20 years down the road how that's going to be. I mean, I think he's to the point physically that he says, I want to be able to move. I want to be able to do things beyond football. So this is, you know, an injury that I do not want to have occur because they told him if you play again, you could risk paralysis. But also, that's the unknown. So he's kind of he can control one thing, but you can't control the other, and you just got hope for all these guys. That's why when I see a guy in football sign a big deal and get a lot of money, good for them. You know, they're putting their lives and their livelihood and physical ability on the line for a sport that they love, and for whatever reason they want to play, whether it be baseball or basketball. That's their passion. But, you know, the careers are just not very long. I mean, I feel like it was yesterday. We were at the Super Bowl watching the Broncos and Cam Chancellor dominate a game. I mean, it just seems like it was a couple of days ago, and he's done. So it's a terrible thing as far as the injuries go and the brain injuries. But I think so many of these guys that play, you know, it's out there, right? It's that dangling thing that they all know they may have to deal with or may not. It's just the way things go.
Mike Ferrari is a longtime sports director in Seattle at KOMO-TV with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. What is left of the Legion of Boom?
Wow, not much, except maybe the tradition of having good defensive backs with a certain way they play under Pete Carroll. That's basically, you know, how he came up through the ranks as a defensive back coach and really having their style of play. So without him, I mean, you hope you have Earl Thomas, but that's a whole nother bag of worms, so to speak, because of the contract and will he be there. Those two players are so smart, Amy. I mean, the way they would impact the game and, like I said, make everybody better around them, and that's in the back of a quarterback's mind. I got to deal with those two guys. I got to send my receiver over the middle. How do I know Earl Thomas isn't going to come flying out of anywhere and knock one of my guys over, come up with a pick six, and that's it? And I getting ready, thinking about what we were going to be talking about tonight, I was at that game in New England when Earl Thomas ended Gronkowski's season. Right. Like, if you ever stand next to Earl Thomas, he's a small dude.
Gronk is not.
A giant.
Yeah.
Yes. And how he hit him that hard. It's just, he is a human missile. And he's just such a good player. So I think, you know, if Earl comes back, he can teach. He could trickle down a little bit. Bradley McDougald's a very good safety. I would venture to say he was a little better in pass coverage than Cam Chancellor was, though Cam really improved that part of his game. You know, Shaq Griffin is a great player who has gotten better and better. And they've drafted some guys that they hope will come through. But, You know, there was one time we had a playoff game in Chicago, I think it was 2012 maybe, where Lauren Malloy was in his final season, and Cam Chancellor was just sitting there watching on the sidelines, maybe special teamer. So, you know, they have guys like Mike Tyson and younger guys that are going to come up through the ranks that they obviously can spot. You're never going to have the uniqueness of those guys. I mean, that was the LOB. That was the crew. And it was so fun to watch. But I think, if anything, they established a tradition of strong defensive back play that they hope can carry on. And maybe it's just one guy each time. So if you have Shaq Griffin that plays with Earl Thomas, he can carry it on, and so on and so forth.
It's been anything but quiet for the Seattle Mariners, finally, and they're off on Monday night, but they've won 7 consecutive games, 8 of their last 10. Mm-hmm. They've got 54 wins now, which ties them for third most with the Yankees in all of Major League Baseball. They've been a lot of fun to watch. What's behind this incredible first half?
And 23 games above 500.
Yeah.
And it gives me, we have always talked about football, college or pro. I can't really recall us ever talking about the Mariners. And it makes me so happy to talk about them, because it's been so much fun to watch. I was here for the 116 win season in 2001, and that place was electric when they would play, and they just kept winning and winning. And this is a team that kind of gives you that feel. And so, you know, there's a certain approach. Scott Service has really showed that he makes some questionable calls sometimes with pitchers, but he has shown definitely that he can get guys to buy in to each other. They need to believe in each other, play for one another. And they've done just that. And I think they showed that when Robbie Cano was broke his hand / was suspended. You would think that maybe there would be a massive dip. But I will say this. The big reason in the first half, and why, two words, D. Gordon. He has been, in my opinion, the greatest offseason free agent offseason acquisition by the Seattle Mariners in their history.
Wow. History.
What he has done to this team, for a team that's been in the doldrums for so long, I mean, he gets on base. He adds a distraction element for opposing pitchers. He scores. When guys hit home runs, it's fantastic. He gets up out of the dugout, high fives all his teammates. He's on the field side. His teammates on the bar or the fence side of the dugout. Mm-hmm. High fives them all. Goes down in the row. They get ready for it. I mean, he has made baseball fun again in Seattle, and they all have gotten on. And really, the trade with Mitch Haniger and Gene Segura that Jerry DePoto did, sending Taijuan Walker to Arizona, and Ketel Marte, I believe, the shortstop. Seriously, that was one of the best trades in the history of the Mariner organization. You know, it certainly isn't going to be, you know, certain players, Jason Veritek and Derek Lowe for Heathcliff Slocum. It's not going to be that one. We know that. But really, it's been It's been so much fun. That, in a nutshell, is what it's been like for this season in the first half. And you got Eddie Diaz, who's a great closer, and you got guys who fill the gaps every single night. So whether it be a great pitching performance from James Paxton, big night at the plate from Segura, or, you know, Haniger chipping in, it doesn't matter. Kyle Seager, you know, he's getting hot. So it's just been an absolute pleasure to watch this team, cover this team, and we were down with them in spring training, and they all were talking like, hey, there's no reason we shouldn't be good, and they're right.
You mentioned Eddie Diaz. He leads the majors in saves with 32 already, which is 7 more than Craig Kimbrell of the Boston Red Sox. So Mike Ferrari is with us from Seattle, Channel 4 KOMO TV sports director. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So you mentioned the fact that, you know, the suspension kind of happened and then the team takes off. He wouldn't be eligible for postseason.
Right.
So how does the team handle that when he returns?
Well, it's interesting. One thing, though, about Diaz before I go, before I talk about the Cano thing, is Scott Servais said that he would get a haircut like Eddie Diaz if Eddie got to 50 saves.
Whoa!
That's going to happen.
Yes,
that's
going to
happen. And if you know Scott Servais' daughter, Jackie Servais, who's just a wonderful kid. She graduated from Ole Miss in sports management. She now works with the Champions Tour doing media. But she said today that her dad had made a lot of bets that he didn't come through on, but he's going to have to come through on this one. And Eddie's got some serious fun hair going on. So keep track of that as we
okay.
are 18 away. But as far as the Cano component, you know, Jerry DePoto and Scott Servais said they're not going to ask D. Gordon, who spent a lot of time in spring training, learning the nuances of playing center field, which he was becoming pretty good at, to come in at second base. Oh, hey, Robinson Cano's back. Go back to center field, D. Gordon, and to be on the run they have.
Right.
And then once the postseason begins, you know, if they stay on that track, oh, D. Gordon, you got to play second base again. They're not going to do that. I think if you see anything, Ryan Healy has been at times inconsistent at the plate, though he's been very good. And I think Ryan Healy is one of the most underrated defensive first basemen in all of baseball. The guy's really good. He could end up platooning with Cano. And one possibility, have Cano play first base. Now, you know, he broke the hand, so it's going to be – he's going to have to come back. He's always going to come back mid-August, but I imagine he does some time at AAA and really, you know, could start making a bat with the impact if this race gets, you know, kind of heated with the Astros for that last month. I think he could definitely make an impact. He's around the team, Cano. He's rehabbing at Safeco. He sees them. He's not with them, obviously, when they play or do any of their stuff on the field. But, you know, he is around the team. So they all love Robbie Cano. Robbie's a great guy. He's a great guy in this community here. And I think, you know, to have him back will be a plus. But I don't think it's going to be to have him back at second base. And if anything, you give him, you know, some turns and give D. Gordon a rest. But D. Gordon is phenomenal. Like
right.
I said, D. Gordon for president. I can run the campaign if you haven't noticed.
So I just have to tell you, on my show, I have talked about this more than once, how
yeah.
I'm pulling for the Mariners because I just want to see Felix pitch in the playoffs.
Me
finally.
Too.
I mean, he's nearly 15 years into his career, and we haven't seen it yet. We need to see it.
We do, and he has shown, even in some of these games, the ability to take it to another level. The thing that he needs to stop doing, and Mel Stottlemyre has talked about this, is you might see him perform pitch to contact a little bit more on the road, is they have started a wonderful thing here called the King's Court, and they sit down by the left field line, the foul pole, or third base bleeds into left field, and they wear yellow shirts, and they have K's, and they have the K corner. And anytime he gets two strikes, the chant K K K K K. So I think he's in his mind. He's like, I got to try and strike this guy out. Whereas when you look at what he has in the field behind him, just pitch the contact. Do what you do. You're not exactly the same guy that you were 10 years ago. Pitch it. Let the guys behind you do their work and get out of it. So that's the one thing. If he could just maybe. We're earplugs sometimes because it's a great concept. They don't want it to go away. I don't want it to go away. They do a thing with a big turkey leg and all sorts of stuff. Just maybe pitch the contact a little more at home and he can get there. But, you know, on that, because I'm like, well, what if they go to one-game playoff? I mean, who would they be? Maybe Paxton. What if that would be it? But, you know, right now they're half game out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about saying, there, go for the division.
There you go.
They have to lose. Right? I mean, half game out chasing the Astros, they're doing just as good as they are. So they really, going into the All-Star break, what they have left are the Angels, the Rockies, then at the Angels and at the Rockies. And both those teams have been having struggles. So they could easily come away. I think they can go 9-0 in this homestand. I'm not kidding. Just with the way the Angels and Rockies are going and the way the rotation lines up.
It is potential for a heady summer for Mariners fans, and it's been quite a while now. So you want to follow Mike on Twitter at Mike, KOMO Sports from Seattle, the sports director at KOMO TV. It's always good to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Amy, I love it. Great to hear from you, and keep doing the wonderful things you're doing, and have a great trip to Cuba.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.